Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. For today's meditation, I would like to have us focus on validation. So welcome. As I look around, I see lots and lots to validate. So I'm going to invite you to validate our spiritual techniques by using them. For those of you who are new, this will be an exciting new level for you. Those of you who've been grounding and using the techniques for a while, it's a wonderful respite of peace and quiet within. So take a nice deep breath. Close your eyes to help you tune into you, the spirit. And then I want you to be aware of your first chakra near the base of your spine. And allow you, the spirit, to create a flow of energy from that area through the chair and the floor and the material world all the way to the center of the earth. Allow yourself to ground you, the spirit, and your body. Let you, the spirit, be grounded to your body and the earth. Take a nice deep breath and experience yourself. That amazing light of God. City of light set in the mountain. You, that brilliant light shining in the center of your head. So allow yourself to ground your energy as spirit and body and come back to yourself. Then allow that brilliant light that's you to come through the top of your head into that busy city of your body and turn on the light a little above and behind your eyes. You are spirit. Bring light into your body, into your life, and to everything around you. Take a nice deep breath and allow your body to experience you. You, the spirit, grounding and centering your physical world. I'd like for us all to bring a bright gold energy in. Just let it be a column of bright gold energy moving to and through your body. Let it continue to flow to the center of the earth. And use these three spiritual techniques during our meditation this morning to help you validate yourself. Now, our grounding not only is a way of bringing stability and control into our systems and our lives, it's also a wonderful way of releasing and letting go of anything no longer wanted. So I'm going to ask you to use your grounding to release any invalidation from your system as we put our attention on validation. Now first, let's just define validation. Many people are confused about validation. Validation simply means acknowledge, to acknowledge. Validation has nothing to do with being nice. Zero. You might validate, I am a bright light of the cosmic whole. Well, that will probably make you feel good. You may have to validate, oh, I have a lot of pain in the center of my head. That might not make you feel good. Validation has nothing to do with nice. It has nothing to do with necessarily feeling good or bad. It simply means acknowledging what is. So take a nice deep breath, and I want you to start by letting go of any lies about validation. I would start with letting go of nice concepts. Oh, I can only validate nice things. Well, then you're only half alive. You're only half aware. I noticed most of you did not find that amusing. But our mothers taught us to be nice. How do we let this go? Try it. You might like it. It doesn't mean you have to give up being kind. Validation is an amazing spiritual power. It brings us incredible power as spirit and in the body. Now, when you are not validating yourself, what happens? You're not true to yourself. You're in denial. You're pretending. You're hiding behind facades and ego. Or we could go on and on with the list of disturbances that occur when you are not validating yourself. One of my favorite invalidations that I see so often in the world is, I'm not in pain. I don't know of a human being on the planet that doesn't have some pain. And it doesn't mean you have to focus on it all the time, but to acknowledge that it exists, you can then do something about it. To pretend it does not, you're stuck with it forever. So I'd like for you to simply validate some small pain. Please don't pick a big one. We only have 30 minutes. And simply acknowledge this pain within your body. My big toe hurts. And I've been ignoring it because I don't have time for it. You know, your body's going to feel so much better when you acknowledge it. Oh, gee, if I just pay attention and look at it, all I need to do is clip my nail. Oh, wow, my toe doesn't hurt anymore. Find the amusement that you have as spirit that can help you validate yourself. Tune in to how invalidating this small hurt makes it grow and become significant, while validating it helps it go away. Use your grounding to release invalidation. Now, another thing that oftentimes people are taught about validation is, oh, that's egotistical if you think well of yourself. I've always found that absurd because here you are, a part of God. If you do not think well of yourself, if you do not love yourself, there's something wrong with that. So I want you to let go of the lie that validating yourself is egotistical. I really believe the opposite is true. Let go of any lie that gets in your way of validating you, of acknowledging what is. You now have the information that you are spirit and part of God. Let go of anything that gets in your way of validating that. Oh, well, I'm not perfect. Guess what? Neither is anyone else in a body or anyone else out of a body. Perfect means whole. And while we're a part of God, we are only a part, not the whole of God. That takes everybody. So let go of any invalidation that comes from expecting perfection. And I'm going to encourage you to add amusement, because you're going to begin to tune in to who gave you these silly ideas about how you should be. Use your grounding. Those of you who have more techniques, validate them and use them. Let go of any information that says you are supposed to be other than you are. Maybe somebody else doesn't like how you are. Do you have to be concerned about that? Absolutely not. Take a nice deep breath and let go of the expectations that keep you from validating, from acknowledging what is. Validate yourself. I'm scared, but I can't be that way because that's not okay. Well, gee, that's a great way to stay stuck in fear. Another route would be, I'm afraid, and I'm going to deal with it. Oh my gosh, no wonder I'm afraid. There's a truck driving toward me. I better move. I'm afraid. No wonder I'm afraid. My spouse is afraid. Oh, I'm not really afraid, am I? It's my spouse who's afraid. Find some amusement as you validate yourself and begin to tune in to the immense power that validation gives you. Acknowledging what is incredible power. Adding amusement to your self-validation gives you power beyond your wildest dreams. Let go of any invalidation. A lady in class yesterday said that she was told, oh, you can't dress the way you do. That's pretty invalidating, isn't it? You can validate your beauty and how you express it. Oh, it's not okay to be the weight that you are. Why not validate the weight that you are? Enjoy it. As Mae West said, if you've got it, flaunt it. Validate the way your body is at this moment. Tired, energized, happy, sad. Use your grounding to let go of the judgment and acknowledge how it is. And you will bring healing and joy back into your body. Oh my gosh, you do care after all. You're validating me. You're not trying to make me something I'm not. Take a nice deep breath. Be in the center of your head and say hello to your wonderful body. Validate it. It walks, it talks, it gets you around, it provides you with incredible experiences. And I want you to let go of any invalidation about how you have used your body. Well, we all take wrong turns every now and then. That's part of being in a body and learning, isn't it? Validate what you have learned. Validate your experience. Validate what you're creating in your body. Now, the thing around CDM that I notice the most is that people do not validate themselves as spirit. People can get to the point, oh, I'm doing well physically. I'm a pretty decent parent, or gee, I'm doing pretty good at my job. But how much do you validate that brilliant light of God in you or in the corner of the room that's you? Wherever you, the spirit, are, you are attached to your body. How much do you validate that power and brilliance and amazing self that's you? Let's take a few moments and ground off anything that keeps you from validating you, the spirit. You are part of God. Ground off anything that invalidates that. Whatever you do with your body does not change that. You are a part of God. Hello? Exclamation mark. Period. You are a spark of the divine consciousness. Would you please acknowledge that? and validate how you, the God within your universe, is creating. Well, some of it may disturb your body, but by golly, you're creating, aren't you? Validate you, the Spirit. Validate your ability to deal with whatever you are creating. Grounding is wonderful. Use it to release any invalidation about you, the Spirit. Let go of anything that stops you from validating you, our Spirit, with a direct connection with God, because you are part of God. You're all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful, infinite, unbelievable to the human brain. Validate yourself. Now I'd like for all of you to go and sit on the top of your head for a moment and know that you are Spirit. And tune into that wonderful body that you're sitting on top of. And I want you to tune into one thing you're creating in your body that you're not validating. Maybe you're not validating how incredibly capable the body is, how incredibly capable you are, how much you're creating. Find some amusement as you, the Spirit, validate this thing that you're not validating. And use your grounding to let go. Because that's all we need to do as Spirit. Just let go. We've all been taught so many things that invalidate us. Let them go. And validate who you are. You are Spirit. Your body and your energy system is your creative universe. Come back down into the center of your head and validate yourself and your body by shining there in the center of your head, you, the Spirit. I'm going to give you just a moment to meditate on validating you. A nice deep breath and say hello to Jesus. What a wonderful soul, totally validating, always acknowledging what is. He gave us such marvelous examples of how to validate. He validated things, and boy, did that make people angry. He validated what a mess things were. That irritated people. So take a nice deep breath and say hello to Jesus, my favorite rebel. And allow yourself to be in the present with Jesus. A wonderful healing soul teaching us so much about manifesting a spirit in the body. And I want you to talk to Jesus about validation for just a moment. Now ask Jesus to validate something about you. Please receive. Listen to a validation about you from Jesus. Ask Jesus to help you let go of anything that would get in your way of receiving this wonderful validation about you. Take a nice deep breath. And I'd like for all of us to ask Jesus for some validation about CDM, the place we're joining together to play and grow and heal. Remember, validation is not nice. It's acknowledgement. Let's use our grounding and those of us who know how to ground the room to release any invalidation about ourselves as a group. Because we certainly will get a great deal from the world around us. Thank Jesus for the validation, and I want you to please remember, this is such a wonderful source of validation. When you cannot find validation in the world around you, go to Jesus and talk to Him. If you cannot find validation in the world around you, which is often the case, sometimes you can't even find it from the people who really do love you, but are stuck on nice. You can always find validation from Jesus. Now, of course, our greatest source of validation is from God. And because we are a part of God, our communion with God is direct. We do not need any other source through which to move to connect directly with God and experience our union with God and our communication with God. So I'd like for you to turn within and let's as a group enhance our grounding and bring a gold energy through the entire room to help us be neutral so that our validation is a joy. So let that gold energy come through the room, giving us neutrality to rejoice in the validation. To bring the vibration of the bodies up and to enhance our communication with God. Use your grounding to let go of anything between you and your communion with God. And I'm going to give you quite a few minutes to simply be still and receive validation from God. Take a nice deep breath and ask God for a healing to help you let go of any interference to the validation flowing to you from God. Any lies that say you're not good enough, you're a part of God, so you know that's silly. Anything that would stop you from receiving all that you're being given. Then let's as a group validate God. You might find that silly, because of course God doesn't need our validation, but oh goodness, it'll make us feel good. To validate the existence of God, to validate the communication with God, to validate that we're part of God. Take a moment, bring our attention back to the body and the physical world, and then by validating things as they are. We may not like everything the way it is. We may not things are as good as we want them to be. But let's take a moment and validate the world as it is, with its disturbances, with its seeming conflicts. Let's validate it. God has the big picture. Let's validate God and not resist the world as it is. Use your grounding to release and validate you and the world in which you create. You may want to pat your knee, wiggle your foot to come back to this physical world. Open your eyes and bend forward. Release excess energy from your arms and shoulders and head. When you're ready, you can sit up. Hello, hello, hello.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.